You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for the thrilling, exciting installment of You Fucking Guessed It, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific time. That's 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern time, only on LA Talk Radio. We're syndicated on the following: iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, iTunes, Spotify, Audible, and Spreaker, and a whole bunch of fucking other places. Like anywhere you can listen to music or listen to podcasts, watch podcasts, we're everywhere. Check us out on YouTube, Vimeo, TikTok, Instagram distribution. We got Sony Music Entertainment, Sony Music Publishing, The Orchard by Sony, Art 19, BMG, and of course 5050 Global Music Incorporated. Shout out. We are your hosts, Jennifer DeVoe Muse and James Muse.
Hi, guys.
A.K.A. Jenny and the Muse. This show is produced, of course, by Get Real Global Entertainment and, of course, all the Get Real Global products and family. We are in the house with author China Myers from Pennsylvania, screenwriter, author, and a wonderful co-host. And all about nice gal.
Thanks for having me again.
You're welcome, as always. Of course, we're going to have some new shows coming out this year, which we will be featuring bands like the ones we have today on the show. Of course, we're going to have Jenny's Real Rock, where we're going to feature music videos by, of course, our amazing guest, Jay Gordon. Incredible, prolific lead singer, front man, and fucking original member and founder of the incredible industrial metal band Orgy.
What's up,
guys? I guess I say industrial metal because I don't even know what the fuck you like. I know what the name of your band was supposed to be. Like, it's an orgy of music. It's a bunch of different styles all together, yeah, cohesively. You know, like an orgy in your ears, which, you know, who wouldn't want an orgy in their ears? I'm just saying. Right. Oh, wait. Maybe I've done that before. I don't know. Anyway, I've done a lot of crazy shit in my life, so who fucking knows? But, of course, we're the most hard-hitting drummers in the industry that I fucking know. This guy is crazy. And Mike Weekly, a.k.a. Nightmare, the drummer for Dirty Machine, alternative metal and new metal band from Los Angeles. And we're very excited to have you on the show as well. I am very excited that I, as Get Real Global Artist Management, manage Dirty Machine now. So, very exciting stuff.
Nice.
Very happy.
Nice.
And as we all know, this is a great tie-in. Dirty Machine has opened for Orgy.
Cool.
Who hasn't opened for you, motherfuckers?
Well, that's
who's not opened for you, dude?
What we're at though?
The Roxy, I think. Didn't you say?
The Roxy.
Oh, yeah. I was like super late to that show. I mean, I took a plane from somewhere and I got there like right before we went on. So,
So you didn't even see them. You didn't get to see them.
It's the goddamn show. I know. Typical.
Don't you hate that?
Wouldn't be the first.
Yeah. It won't be the last.
I'll have to check it out though. I'll have to check it out soon.
I remember.
Another show, actually.
I remember when you guys were at the Rose, and that was a nice venue. Unfortunately, it went out of business. I just thought that was crazy. I guess they didn't get enough people at their shows or some shit.
That sucks.
Yeah. But they're all owned by the Canyon Clubs, you know what I mean?
After COVID that it shut down?
That's a weird place to play, period. Like all their venues are kind of strange because, you know, they're suited
they kind of like, are
comedy shows and shit, and it's like they don't really promote the rock stuff.
So. Not enough, in my opinion, but a lot of it's like the older bands, like, you know, like the Eagles or Foreigner or whoever, and then they have one band like open for them.
Yeah.
So, you know, I kind of like the shows you guys do at the Whiskey, though. When you guys play at the Whiskey.
That's a good time. The Whiskey's like, you know, it's like our home spot, you know.
You pack that fucking place, too.
Yeah.
Anytime I've ever seen you at the Whiskey, that place is fucking packed. And when you guys play Blue Monday, which is like, you know, like what kind of began your career, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's just like, and we will be playing that music video today. Just, we're pulling some shit out the closet today. We're pulling some shit out the closet, Jay. And of course, shout out to your dad, who I love so fucking much.
Good old Lou.
I mean, dude, Lou Gordon is the shit. That man is on top of everything.
Yeah, he is.
I love him so much. I love it. I love it when he comes to your show.
Yeah.
He's one of the most supportive dads in the industry,
no,
dude.
He really is.
This guy isn't just their manager. He goes to their fucking shows.
Wow.
He goes to their shows. He's great.
Why don't you guys introduce yourselves so people, so our listeners could know who's who?
Jay Gordon from Orgy.
Jay Gordon from Orgy, okay.
Lead singer.
Mike Wheatley. Why is Carlson not on this
podcast yet? Say that again.
I'm looking for Carlson. Hold on one second.
Mike. My fault.
It's okay, dude.
Okay.
Go for it, Mike. All right.
From where? You're a drummer, right? Mike Drummer from where?
Oh, me? Yeah. No, this is Mike Wheatley, a.k.a. Nightmare. You know, in Dirty Machine, based out of L.A. I'm from Kalamazoo, Michigan. And I gotta say, while Jay is here, my first time seeing Orgy Live was Family Values 1998 at Wing Stadium in Kalamazoo. And I grew up playing hockey, and I was I had hockey practice right at on the ice next door to where they were playing at. And we heard the commotion. Yeah, it was insane. And I went to put my hockey gear back in my car, in my mom's car, and then I ran back in and snuck into the show. So I got to see you for the first time.
That's cool.
Yeah, Family Values was it, man.
Playing hockey, I can't even imagine, man.
Like, he's a hockey coach. He's actually a hockey coach.
I just got off the ice literally, like, you know, a few minutes ago. And I left the team early because I wanted to be here so bad. I was like, man, I got to do this. I get to celebrate Jen's birthday. Right. I get to kick it with Jay, like, and tell you that crazy story.
Well, I got a question for you, and I don't mean to sound stereotypical, but black people don't like the ice. What you doing on the ice? I know people want to know the answer to that.
Well, let me tell you this. And justifiably so. We don't like cold weather.
No.
We don't like the cold.
No, but, and that's for real.
But if we, that's not back to support. You're going to be dumb. But.
No.
we like action. We like intensity, and I love just, you know, banging bodies on the ice, and, you know, I love the rush of
violence.
I don't know, just having people out there like going a million miles an hour. You know, it's my thing.
So it's like a thrill.
Hockey's the shit.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
True thrill.
I feel you.
It's funny. See, you're going the black route. Okay, so if we're gonna go this, I'm the only full-on white person here.
Yeah. Yeah.
because Jay Gordon is also a black man, technically. Okay. He's biracial.
Oh yeah.
Mike, are you Let's biracial? Go. Which you, I know, we
no,
know you're a black
I'm
man,
straight.
But are you biracial?
That's
African American.
Whatever.
You're full, okay. And then China, I know you're mixed race.
I am African American, and my grandmother was half Cherokee, and my dad was full blown Trinidadian, so that's West Indian.
Damn, so, that's what I'm saying. I'm biracial, but I'm Native American and white. So there you go.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? I may not be black, but I've had some black in me.
I know that to be a fact.
Did you see the husband? He was standing above me a minute ago.
He was just there. Yeah.
Okay.
The world is a wonderful place, and it should be full of color. And that's my whole dream in life is that everybody gets along and everybody loves each other for each other.
Yeah.
Not
right.
I know.
I feel you on that.
I'm a hippie.
My mom was born in 1921, and guess what? She had that philosophy.
This is the best time for that, though, because like people are so PC now, and everybody's like so
right now
woke and
she
whatever.
I mean, God rest her soul. She would have loved this time.
Are you woke?
She would have loved this time in America
where people can be people, you know, and communicate and get along.
Right.
I mean, I'm not saying all of America is like that, but guess what? I don't think people realize that a lot of America is like that, where people are just people. You know?
It's a melting pot, and it's awesome.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
But Mike, okay, so Orgy is consisted of, who are the current members? What's the current lineup? I know pretty much everybody. I just can't remember the name of the drummer. That's the only one.
Martin's. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he's around. Right. So Martin, Creighton, Carlton, myself. Nick Speck.
So you got Nick Speck, Creighton Emmerich, Carlton Bost, Jay Gordon, and Martin, is it Benetton?
Barris.
Okay. Yeah. Amazing lineup. Martin is a really good drummer, too.
Sick drummer,
He's fucking really phenomenal.
Yeah.
You guys are a powerhouse.
He just lives in Hungary, so that's the only setback is that he lives in fucking Hungary, right?
But he's about to
be flying out in a couple weeks here
for your tour. Gonna be getting ready for that soon, huh?
Yeah, we're gonna be rehearsing. I'm not exactly sure where yet, but like probably Mates or somewhere, I don't know, who knows, but we're just gonna start rehearsing for the tour, get warm again. It's been a long time, so
I know COVID has really fucked some shit up.
Yeah, it really did, man. It just really like threw some shit off, you know. Really sucked. But you know, you live and you learn. We got it, so
we're
good, so can't complain, you know, just doing the vocals now. That's taking a minute. I got a bit of a cold, so no COVID, but I got a cold, you know.
Hey, that shit still exists. It's not
I was
all
gonna
about
say, COVID. People don't even know what that is anymore. They're like, a cold? What's that?
Yeah, I know, right?
It's still the normal shit like flu and cold and shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so Nightmare. All right, so what is the lineup currently for Dirty Machine? I know who they are, but why don't you tell everybody else what they are and who they are?
All right, so as we sit at this point in time, it's myself, Dirty Davo, David Leach. You know, we still got DJ Ikusa. And we've actually got a couple new homies that have been in the scene for a long time. There, Mike Lira helping us out on guitar. Yeah. He's from
he's badass.
The Mendenhall Experiment. And super talented guitarist.
Yeah, shout out to Brandon Mendenhall. What's up?
Yeah, shout out. Big time shout out to Mendenhall Experiment.
That man had a movie about his life. I mean, come on.
Yeah. The Mind Over Matter. Yes.
Yeah.
And that was huge. And then we also have our buddy Alex, aka Fadeless, he's helping us out with the melodics on the vocal side. So
good.
You know, yeah.
I miss Darren. I'm sorry, I miss Darren. I thought Darren and David had like this chemistry, like they just work well off of each other, and
they click.
I'm just saying, yeah, they just very phenomenal. I met these guys back in like 2017. I saw them play at the Whiskey. They just like tore the fucking house down. It was crazy. They toured with Insane Clown Posse. They have a song out we're going to play today, which has a member of the band Twisted, which is from Psychopathic Records, which is the ICP fucking label that they own themselves. So it's pretty badass, and I think you guys have accomplished quite a bit, you know, for your career.
Yeah. Thank you. I mean, it's different. I mean, you know, it's different when you're like a group on the come up, you know, and everybody's like learning who you are. And they, but at the same time, you know, our genre is always such a trivial thing, you know, like new metal is like some people's favorite. Then like some people's like, I hate that shit. And then it's like,
new metal is the shit,
you
dude.
Try to find your thank you.
Common ground, I mean, right?
At the end,
I love new metal.
The day, it's a culture
it's,
thing.
It's different. It's like Linkin Park. Yeah. You know what I mean? You got Linkin Park. You've got, you know, you mean you got, goddamn, Limp Bizkit. You know, there's some really great bands out there that do that style of music. You know, metal, and like hip hop and rap. You know, I mean, elements, and I think pretty badass. I think we lost Jay. Hopefully, he'll come back.
Well, Mike, I got a question for you. One of your songs is Fadeless, right?
No, Fadeless is the artist moniker. That's Alex's moniker that he goes by because he's got his own thing.
Okay.
And that's what he goes by. So it's kind of like we're a collaboration.
Okay, I got you. I didn't know. That's why I'm asking.
No, it's okay. And it's a new concept, you know, like it's reminiscent with the melodic thing, but it's a new direction with another artist. And we love Alex. Alex has just been so amazing, and we've always known of each other, you know, and he's had a lot of great success with his music out. And it was just high time that we got together while during this time of confusion. It's like, well, you know what, why don't we just keep the collab thing going? I think that's what a lot of artists are really starting to do now, because we're all in the same, we're in the same storm, but we're in different boats. And it doesn't have to feel that way when you can find a way to galvanize with someone else, you know? Right. So,
well, I'm proud of that. Nice. Here's a quick little tidbit of knowledge. I don't know if most people know. Dirty Machine has appeared on our radio show, what, about 4 times now, I think? It's taken me a little while to put you guys fucking back on here, but I'm very happy you're on. And of course, Jay and Carlton, what's up? Is Carlton Boss? Fuck guitarist for Orgy.
Puppy in one hand.
Very excited to have you here. These guys have been around for a long time. Orgy's been around since the 90s. They've appeared on the show Charmed. Their music has been featured in tons of movies, television shows. They've played around the world. They have fans around the world. And Orgy is just like, I really think that you guys should be bigger even than what you are.
We'll see what happens.
I just feel that you guys are like, you're on that level. I mean, I don't know, just because I'm friends with you. You're like family to me. I love you guys. They've appeared on my past radio shows, not just Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. They were also on my past show, Steph and Jen Gill. But Stephanie Shepherd, my past co-host, passed away October of 2020.
No, I did not.
Shout out to her memory. But she's the one that went after Orgy to get us on the radio show because she knew how much I loved them. And I met these guys in 2013 at the Sunset Strip Music Festival outside waiting in line to get into the Joan Jett Hall of Fame induction ceremony at the House of Blues that night. You guys were standing there outside. I was there as press, and I walked up, and I'm like, "Oh, hey, you guys are from Orgy. Fuck yeah, what's up?" You know, and you guys were playing across the street at the Whiskey later on, but you came over to see her play. You know, Joan Jett play, and I thought that was badass. And that's when I introduced you guys to you know myself to you guys for the first time. So I just remember that, you know, 2013, standing there on the hill. waiting to get in to the House of Blues. So I thought that was pretty badass, you know. So I've known these motherfuckers like 9 years now, and I'm very proud to know them. But you know what? I want to get this shit kicked off. Let's kick this party the fuck off the right way. We're going to go back to the beginning, and we're going to play a little Blue Monday, which is a cover of the song by New Order from the 80s that Jay and the boys redid in the 90s. Shout out. Fuck yeah. Let's go back. Blue Monday. Jenny's Real Talk of the Block. LA Talk Radio. SiriusXM, iHeart Radio. And Sony Music Entertainment.
You sing, man.
Chair, goddamn it! That's that a badass awesome. Chair there, Jay. You're all like
the clear chair. I tried to get it, but they wouldn't let me have it.
Damn it! Damn it! They should just let you have it. Oh, that's badass.
You can get it. But it's not much. I met the standard on Sunset or before they closed that. They have it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
What year was that?
I have a question for you, Jay.
What?
What year was that?
I had a question for you, Jay. Oh, sorry.
All right. Go for it.
No. When you guys shot the video, I believe it was Stitches, and you guys were in that box, that moving cube.
Yeah.
How difficult was it for you guys to stand in there?
That was a fucking nightmare. Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yes, but because the director guy, Rocky, whatever his name was, he was, I don't know, he just didn't really drive it right. You know, because that thing pulls like 2 G's of force, so you're like flying around in this box, and it's...
Oh, wow.
Dude, yeah, it was really hot in there, too.
Or GF, you guys were done.
A little hungover from the night before, but like...
But, yeah, and the rocking and your body rocking right.
I just throw up.
You drive it with like a little steering wheel, you know, the box, and so you can make it flip and do all this other stuff. And like he was doing this crazy shit, and you know, you're hitting your head on things on the walls in there.
Wow,
it was pretty nuts.
Thank goodness you didn't lose your lunch. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I think so.
It was fun though too, you know. Like when he would do it right, it was like cool. It's just he would just kind of get jerky with it, and it was just when things would go like foul, you know.
Yeah.
What year was that video that they just played? What year was that done?
Fuck if I remember. Like 2000. Like
98, 99.
99. It was done in 99, I think.
Yeah, somewhere around there, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
They did an awesome job. That was cool. You guys are amazing. Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
You should see them on stage. Holy shit, dude. When he does this song, he literally gets down into the crowd, walks around, and has the people in the audience sing to the song. They sing the words.
That's fun, though.
And it's very interactive. He's very interactive with the crowd. He engages very well with the crowd. They're very professional. They're extremely professional on stage. They're like the full package. You guys put on a really great show, and that's why I love... I've seen these guys, like, I don't know, probably 10 times or some shit. I just keep going back. I'm like, fuck yes! Orgies in town! You know? And then I gotta go to the concert.
We appreciate that.
And I don't give a fuck what venue they play at. I've seen them at several different venues at this point. And they put on a phenomenal show, regardless what venue it is or how many people are in the fucking crowd.
That's why they're able to keep on touring like they do.
Yeah, that's why they're able to keep getting work.
It's so long now, we got to remember how to
it's
do
fun.
It.
It's fun. We have a good time.
Hell yeah. What you doing, Carlton? What you doing?
It's
so dark. It's so dark.
Yeah.
I know. He's always got the dark.
Carlton's serious over there.
How's my Erica?
I can match my room colors to his, though. Easily.
Go for it.
Yeah. Hello. Except to tell Alexa to turn Jay's room red. I'm not doing it right now. Alexa, turn Jay's room red. Let's see what she does.
And the bit. Yeah. Oh!
He's not the only one.
You did it. All right.
Yeah. That's all I've got.
Don't have it too many drinks to turn on that color. You'll think you're wicked hell or something.
All right, so I want to play the next music video. We're going to play one of the newest videos that Dirty Machine has put out. We're going to play a song. And this video is fucking hilarious. So wait until you see this shit. I laugh my fucking ass off when I watch this video. The video is called Bitch Made.
I want to know who came up with that name.
LA Talk Radio, Sirius XM, iHeart Radio, and Sony Music Entertainment.
This is my chance to break away from the flakes, from the snakes. Police fake ass fans talking on my name. These LA hoes posting on my page. Let me, didn't mean to make him mad, but I had a one Sunday. Fuck with me, I'm gonna fuck with you. This thing and that's this chick with me. Wound up tight, God knows I better be. Mama's right, fuck all my enemies. Down the way, down the way, down the way. Down the bitch, mate, pussy's got the most to say. Mouth to say, they got the most to say.
tree. I said, she girl to me, we were sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G. I said, she girl to me, we were sitting in a tree. F-U-C-K-I-N-G. I said, she girl to me.
That fucking video gets me every time, dude.
That was cool.
Okay, so I don't know if everybody knows this, but a fun fact about the lead singer and front man, David Leitch, is that he is affectionately known as the Champ Stamp. He lost a bet and had to have the quarterback's face from the Kansas City Chiefs tattooed on his lower back like a tramp stamp.
Oh, man.
Now, wait.
That's like,
you mean his lower back or his lower butt?
Lower back like a tramp stamp. And he was featured on the show.
I mean, I'm a Niner guy, and I can never do that.
He was on Jimmy Kimmel Live. And they literally brought out the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, that's terrible.
While Dave was standing there, and he had to lift his jersey and show the fucking thing.
Dude, is he hating life or what?
Yeah.
Publicity is fucking awesome like for that. I'm just saying.
Mahomes tattooed on your back.
So here's the thing. Here's the thing you guys got to understand about Davo is I've known this man for almost 8 years now. And the one of the things that's very true about him, he's a man of his word.
If, I was going to say, he's a man of his word. Yeah.
That's, he's a man of his word.
He, he went on the keto diet and he lost a shitload of weight. He worked out a bunch.
Hats off for being a man of his word. I mean, you know, you got nothing if you got your word, but like, God damn, that's just a hard one.
Yeah.
That's a hard one to do.
Sorry, I'd have to renege on that one.
Yeah.
He went through with it.
Well, but the crazy thing about Jimmy Kimmel, first of all, that's such a loaded video. There'll be questions for days on that video. There's so many things that we were responding to and it's pretty self-explanatory. But the Jimmy Kimmel thing, Dave and I, like, we were like, you know what, we're gonna get on that, you know, like we went to the Capitan and we walked around, we showed the security and they were like, we got to get you guys on. the executive producer came down and he showed him his tattoo. I was like, all right, let's get you guys in here. They were supposed to do a plug for the new Madden game that came out that had Mahomes' face on it.
Mm-hmm.
And they shelved that to bring Davo out and show the tattoo.
Well, man.
It was
better.
That's great, though.
I'm just saying.
Dude. That hats off to the Jimmy Kimmel show for really allowing us to come and infiltrate.
How about it? Yeah.
All right. I want to play back to back. We're gonna have a little back to back party. Oh wait, we're gonna have a little back to back orgy. It sounds like fun though, doesn't it? Yeah. All right, we're gonna do I wanna do Army to Your Party.
All right.
Which one is a newer song, and then Suck It. Because I fucking love that song. Dude, there was too many to choose from. You guys have so many fucking awesome songs. It was hard. It was hard to narrow it down.
I literally have 23 on my Spotify like list.
So many fucking songs we love. Yeah. Okay, so like I said, let's play Army to Your Party and backed up with Suck It by Orgy. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Birthday episode 2022.
Let's do it.
Don't fight it, let
Baby, you're mistaken that I'm here for you.
Dude, I love that shit. Those songs are so dope.
Right on.
Cool.
So dope. I appreciate it.
Who's the writer for you guys? Who does the writing?
We both do.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I write a lot of the shit, and then so does Carlton. You know, like, it just depends on what kind of track we're going for. You know,
Jay does 99% of the lyrics.
I can tell that some of that stuff's right personal.
But some of it's like,
you can find Orgy and Dirty Machine on YouTube, Spotify. They're everywhere. They're on Twitter, Instagram, as .com. And I know that Dirty Machine has a link, like a link thing where what's your link so that people know? Huh?
Dirty Machine Band.
Dirty Machine Band. But I know you have like a link thing that you can give out. What's your link? Yeah. You know where they can go and they click on it and it has all your different things.
Yeah. I don't even know what it is.
You're just wrong. Anyway, go check it out. They're everywhere. The music is listened, sold, shared, whatever. Share them, like them, subscribe to their YouTube pages, follow them on, things like Spotify and Instagram and everywhere else. Support music, you know what I mean? Go see those play shows. Kick off a tour in March in LA. March. Where are you going to be playing? What's your venue in LA?
I think we're going to do, the Whiskey. We always do the Whiskey.
Hell yeah.
We're doing that rainbow thing, right?
Yeah, we're doing that rainbow thing at the end. We're doing like the rainbow party at the end of the tour.
Very nice.
Be cool. We're doing it with like Steel Panther and Crazy Town.
Oh, you're doing the rock and roll parking lot thing, whatever they do, you know?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. I'm totally, that would be badass.
Like Stephen Pierce, all like rat shit is in there.
We saw him at the Whiskey too. So it's like a Whiskey family.
Right
there. We'll be drinking whiskey like Jay here, drinking some whiskey. You're going to make me have the muse go pick out some whiskey at the store across the street. I'm just saying. There are benefits to living across the street from a liquor store. We always pregame. And speaking of pregaming, well, first of all, I want to thank Jay Gordon and Carlton Boss from the amazing band Orgy for being on the show today. Jay's birthday. Happy birthday to Jay Gordon.
Yeah, happy birthday.
He and I share a birthday, little known fact. Well, it should be a big known fact by fucking now. I announce it every fucking year. Jay Gordon and I have the same birthday, which is January 30th. So happy birthday to us both. Yep. And of course,
tomorrow night, if you can, I know you
might get mobbed, Jay and Carlton. You could get mobbed. Who fucking knows? But you're more than welcome. Please come down and join us at the Universal Bar and Grill tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And North Hollywood on Lancashire Boulevard, 4093 Lancashire in North Hollywood. We're going to have Jenny's Birthday Bash 2022. We're going to have some amazing bands. We've got Sharing Rhythms at 8 p.m. We've got, If I Fall is at 8:45. We've got Band of Family from Bakersfield at 9:30. A lot of the bands that are on that night are people we manage or they're performers that we manage. We got Berserk at 10:15.
How much does it cost to get in?
We've got, 11 p.m. is Mortis the Devil's Reject. And then at midnight is DJ King Jay. And Jenny will be singing the last song of the night.
Oh, shit.
Oh, boy.
Lockdown with my homie, DJ King Jay. So,
how much does it cost to get in?
It is a free fucking show. Everybody's welcome. Right. Come on down.
$3.99.
I'm going to drop in.
Jenny is paying for the whole fucking thing.
Maybe we can take a break from doing vocals and go down there.
Dude. Let's party. Let's have some birthday shots. Right? Let's do some. Let's have some fun, dude.
We'll do some birthday shots.
Bring Erica because I'm an amazing photographer. Come on down tomorrow night. We also have Boffy, a.k.a. Adam Nuke, who's going to be doing some fire shows out in front of the fucking venue. Right. Playing with fire is a fun thing. And then, of course, He might be rapping later on. Who fucking knows? You know, he's where we got Thomas the Red, the Viking comedian.
Yeah.
He could have many swords of different types and possibly a purple dildo. But we're not going to go into that. Come on down to see the show to find out what I'm talking about. Now, Lillian Mortis is going to perform a bloodbath ceremony with Mortis the Devil's Reject, her incredible, crazy, fucking goth husband. And, of course, she's going to do a burlesque show at 10 p.m.
Damn.
So if you want to see some titties, besides Jenny's, I'm just kidding, I'm not showing my tits. She's got nice tits and she's got a nice body. So come down and see Lillian Mortis, her scream queen, beautiful self, doing burlesque. But till tomorrow night, come on down, party with Jenny. Let's have some drinks, smoke some weed, and have some fucking fun.
Nice.
On Jenny and the news.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you to China Myers, as always, Derek Webb, wherever the fuck you are, and Silent Giggles. We love you. But till tomorrow night, next week. Peace out. Jenny's World Talk of the Block.
Bye.
All right, y'all.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Jen.
Happy birthday, Jen.
Happy birthday,
Jen.
Happy birthday, Jen.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.